problems Joe Flacco presents?
One thing about Joe Flacco that definitely stands out, that has always stood out, is how strong his arm is. So, you know, the ability to throw the ball that far, you know, it always presents a challenge when you're a safety, because the ball has a tendency to go over your head, because he can throw it a real, real, real long way. And, I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's been around for a long time, won a Super Bowl. Been a good quarterback in this league for a long time, so you always got to be, you know, ready for guys like that.
I feel like you match up pretty well against those receivers they have this week.
Yeah, no question. You know, I mean, they got some talented guys. Mike Wallace is a talented guy. Jeremy Maclin's a talented guy. You know, we got talented guys on the edge as well. So I think we match up well. You know, obviously it come down to who plays better on Sunday. You know, a lot of times you match up well with teams or people, and sometimes one person has a better day. So we got to make sure that, you know, the people that are having a better day on Sunday is us.
Still a case of stop the run.
Always, you know, and, you know, Alex Collins has been running the ball phenomenal for those guys. And hard-nosed runner, downhill, quick feet, strong guy. He's doing a great job for them, and they've been leaning on him a lot.
Have you seen progression from Miles Kilbrew this season?
Yeah. I mean, Miles has been doing what we asked him to do. You know, he's gotten smarter. He's become more aware of things that are happening on the field and understanding things that are going on. So he's definitely progressed.
5 games left in this season. How difficult is it to just go one at a time? I mean, everybody looks ahead. I mean, I know it's human nature. So does it happen in this locker room as well?
No question. I mean, we got to go one game at a time. I mean, that has to be our focus, because, I mean, you can't win all 5 if you don't win the first one. So if we don't win this one, we can't sit here and be like, oh, we can win all 5, you know. So we got to focus on this week, and it starts today, you know, focusing on practice, our preparation today, making sure that we're locked in and keying in on the game plan and doing the things that we're trying to get done, and go from there, you know, stack them up. You know, the next day, and come Sunday, we got to be able to take, you know, what we do on the practice field and the meeting rooms. We got to be able to take it out on the game field and execute.
Baltimore's had a great defense for a long time. They got another good one this year. Have you ever, I don't know, I guess just modeled any of your play off of all those great defenses you've seen over the years?
Well, are you talking about us as a defense or me personally?
You personally or the team as a defense?
I haven't modeled any my playoff any of those guys personally. You know, I mean, they got good players. I mean, I like Eric Weddle. You know, he's a good friend of mine. Makes a lot of plays. Their defense, I mean, I mean, I'm pretty sure we do some of the similar things, you know, but I don't feel like I don't think it's ever came up like, hey, let's watch the Ravens defense and try to play like that, you know.
Gotcha.
No. But they have historically had good defenses.
Hey, Glover, it seems like, and just from my vantage point, I guess, it seems like the fans after the Minnesota loss kind of think this team probably won't make the playoffs, considering. I mean, maybe did you just, I guess, handicap your last 5 games here and how you guys can make the playoffs? And I mean, it seems like it's going to be a tough road ahead, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it's a tough road for anybody to make the playoffs, you know. I mean, you're not in the playoffs until you're in the playoffs, you know. I mean, I've been on teams where, you know, I've been 11-1 and ended up 12-4, you know, lose the last 3 games, you know. Luckily, we were in the playoffs already. But you're not in until you're in, and so you're not out until you're out. It's just kind of how it is. You got teams that are in good position, But, I mean, a lot can happen in five games. You know, teams that are 8-3 right now, sure, they could end up 8-8. I mean, you still got to go play the games. I mean, you know, we're 6-5 right now. We could end up 11-5. Like, 11-5 should get you in the playoff every year, you know. Every now and then it don't, but 11-5 should get you in. So, you know, I know some teams in some situations may look better than the others, but at the end of the day, you still got to go out, you got to play the games. And you're not in until you're in, you're not out until you're out.